Hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam peoples and broadcasting to the territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. This is training time. This is the one or two times a week, depending on how many times we run training, that we get to show volunteers here at CITR how to run the on-air studio, what it looks like to run a live show, and chat about our dreams for radio. If you are listening in and you're thinking, wow, I might actually really want to be a part of CITR, I might want to start my own show, check us out. We run trainings weekly and we run tours every weekday at noon, which are free and everyone is welcome. You don't have to be a UBC student, you can be a community member, and it's fun and it's a great place to be. So I highly recommend you check it out if that's of interest. I am here today with a bunch of cool volunteers who are really excited to get started at CITR. But I'm going to pass the mic over to them. I'll pass it to you first. How about, could you introduce yourself? Let us know what brought you to CITR today.
My name is Kabir. Actually, it was my friend Adam who brought me to CITR. He invited me here for this volunteering thing. And I really would love to have a show with my friend. I'm a lover of movies. I love movie soundtracks. I think it would be cool if there was a show about movies and movie soundtracks from all around the world, because so much of the movie is just music, and I think it would be cool to just talk about music and movies.
That's so cool. Do you have a favorite movie soundtrack? I guess that's a hard question. Favorite is always a hard question with music.
It's actually, I think, Ravi Shankar's track on Pathan Pachali by Satyajit Ray is one of the best soundtracks for any film. Of course, there's Taxi Driver's soundtracks. Hateful Eight soundtrack is amazing. Actually, that was the first record that I bought, was Hateful Eight soundtrack. But I think some of the more of the Iranian movies and some of the South Asian movies, except Bollywood music is pretty good too. But I think West Bengal has very cool music in their movies. But yeah, I would go with Ravi Shankar's soundtrack for Pathan Pachali.
Right on. Yeah, I find soundtracks so fascinating because they create an environment. They're not just like a song that exists on its own. It creates a feeling related to a visual as well. And it exists in its own world, even separated from the film. So, yeah, I love soundtracks and I'm really excited for that.
That is so true, because the Soviet director, Tarkovsky, actually talks about this. He says that it is really the music that brings people to watch. Not brings people to watch cinema. Of course, there's pictures. But pictures are so spatial, but something about music that is like cut in time. Mm-hmm. And of course, music kind of like hits your soul all the time. You know what I mean? There's something about it that's just kind of soulful by nature. And that's very true. Like even the Soviet director talks about it. It's very, yeah. Very cool that you mentioned that.
Music has an incredible way to reach into each person's life in a very unique way.
Right.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I'll pass it to our next volunteer here. Would you like to introduce yourself and talk a little bit about what you're up to here at CITR?
Absolutely. My name is Britton. I am here because I want to get involved with doing radio. There's a lot of DJs in Vancouver. More DJs than we have places to DJ at. That is my belief. And I think it would be really cool to get some sort of show going where local DJs in the community can come on and showcase their skills.
That would be incredible. We have a couple of shows that do like live bands coming in, but we don't have a space that hosts DJs and their incredible capacity to like create live. So it would be wonderful to have that on CITR. Do you have a favorite DJ in Vancouver or a favorite few? Anyone that inspires you?
I really love, there's this guy, Patrick Cure. He goes by DeCure. He's super sick. And my friend Josh is super sick.
Awesome. Does Josh have a DJ name or is he just Josh?
I don't think he does.
Right on. Well, shout out to Josh.
I hope he doesn't. Shout out to Josh.
And you had a music recommendation for today. What are we about to listen to?
Oh, I totally did. We are about to listen to the absolute champion of the modern jungle resurgence, the one and only Sully. And this is one of my favorite songs of his.
Wonderful. This is Swan Dive by Sully.
Thank you. Live is happy to present Anomaly with his live band at the Wise Hall on Saturday, February 24th, with support from Blue Wednesday. Anomaly has toured his electro jazz project all over the world, but this February, the Montreal-based artist embarks on a full Canadian tour for the very first time. Come out to experience the innovative fusion of electronic beats, jazz harmonies, and funky grooves from the one and only Anomaly, live in concert with his band. Don't miss Anomaly at the Wise Hall in Vancouver on February 24th, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Chers organismes d'art et de culture au Canada, le programme de placement étudiant du Conseil des ressources humaines du secteur culturel offre encore des subventions salariales. Un appel de 2 minutes, un formulaire en ligne de 20 minutes et vous pourriez recevoir une subvention de quelques 1000 $ en moins de 2 semaines. Si vous avez eu ou si vous prévoyez engager des étudiants de niveau postsecondaire, trouvez-nous sur le web par un moteur de recherche en tapant CRHSC suivi de PPE accent aigu. À bientôt!
Maybe it's time for the vows?
Hey, yo, what up? You already know what it is. Jamal steals from Crimes and Treasons Radio. This week is Fun Drive here at CITR, the one time each year where we ask for your support to help us keep local, independent, and alternative voices on the air. I said yes to CITR because they let us do trill shit like this. Yeah, you heard me. We can say what we want on air. We can really talk that real talk. So in saying that, you know supporting CITR is no gamble. This love is made to last. If you are in a position to contribute, please visit donatetocitr.ca to donate.
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the UBC Point Grey campus on the unceded territories of the Musqueam people. This is Training Time. I am Kira, the programming manager here at CITR. We just heard Swan Dive by Sully, an incredible jungle track. And we've got another one queued up here. And Kabir, you want to tell us a little bit about it, right?
Yes. My friend Yuen Chinowit sends me a lot of songs, and I love the songs he sends me, but this is one of my most favorite songs that he sent me in the last week, and he sends a lot of songs to me. And I just want to dedicate this song to Yuen. Yuen, if you're listening, I love you, buddy, and this song is for you.
Awesome. Here we go. What's the title of this track, Kabir?
Oh, it's called Aphasia by Pinegrove, and it's a live version in Montclair.
Incredible. All right, here we go. Bear with me, folks. I am having technical difficulties getting this song to play. We are trying to get Aphasia by Montclair up and going, but we're going to try a different way of doing it. Aphasia by Pinegrove, right? All right. Bear with me, everybody. Let's try it this way.
So satisfied, I said a lot of things tonight. So long, aphasia, and the ways that kept me hiding. It's not so much exactly all the words I use. It's more that I was somehow down to let them loose. So complicated, I can't wait to get it. crying. So long it faded and the ways it kept me hidden. So long the silent nerves and hesitant oblivion. Came and sent me out unfurling in the street. And I felt unprecedented confidence in speaking. Stick around, I'm thinking things will be alright. Newly delivered, won't you live with me? Silence when I felt just when I thought I had this pattern sorted out. Apparently my ventricles are full of doubt. Now things go wrong sometimes, don't let it freak you out. Gone. So, to help remind myself, I wrote this little song. One day I won't need your love. One day I won't define myself by the one I'm thinking of.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard Aphasia by Pinegrove. We were supposed to play the live version, but for some reason it was not working, so that was the album version. But I have been told by Kabir that the live version is very, very, very worth listening to, so if you're out there and you have the capacity to do it, take a look for it. We do have one more track lined up for us before we say goodbye today, and that was selected by another volunteer, Iz. Iz, would you like to tell us about this song?
Hi. This song, it's called Migas. It's by a band called Grandma. Grandma is from Minneapolis. I am also from Minneapolis. And when I think of the ambiance of the Minneapolis alternative music scene, I think of Grandma a lot of the time.
Very cool. I'm really excited to hear it because I actually don't think I have any consciousness of the Minneapolis music scene. So this is a learning opportunity for me. And I hope everyone out there is having a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday. And yeah, that's training time for this week. Again, if you're listening and you think you want to do this, please do it. We welcome it. We want everyone with an interest in radio to come here and have a good time. Yeah, here we go with Migas. YouTube doesn't like me today, folks. Bear with me. This is part of community radio, is being able to deal with the weird tech stuff that comes up on a semi-regular basis. Let's see if another version of this will work.
Passion for destruction is also a creative passion.